I'm Meghna Chakrabarty in Boston, and let's get some local reaction to today's top story, the shooting in Alexandria, Virginia, where a gunman opened fire this morning on Republican members of the congressional baseball team. House Majority Whip Steve Scalise of Louisiana is in critical condition. Four others, including two members of the Capitol Police, were also wounded. An emotional Texas Representative Joe Barton described what happened a little while ago.
The heroes are the police officers who attacked the shooter, and in doing so, quite probably saved many, many lives.
The gunman, identified as 66-year-old James Hodgkinson of Illinois, was killed after a shootout with police. So let's go to Matt Visor. He's Deputy Washington Bureau Chief for the Boston Globe. Hi there, Matt.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So what's been the mood in Washington on Capitol Hill today following this terrible shooting?
I mean, it's really shock. It's sort of shocked the Capitol to its core. You have, as you just played, sort of members of Congress tearing up as they recount an incident this morning that shocked all of them. You know, we spoke with Jeff Flake and several of the congressmen who were there shortly afterwards, and they were. They were struggling for words in some cases to describe what happened on a baseball field in sort of an idyllic suburb of Washington.
Yeah. Well, so as for the shooter, the alleged shooter, 66-year-old James Hodgkinson from Illinois, we've been seeing that he had been for quite some time posting some virulent messages on social media, very critical of Republicans, and that in the past he may have also, or he even helped, you know, maybe at the grassroots level for Bernie Sanders' presidential campaign. And to that effect, Senator Sanders actually spoke on the Senate floor today, and here's what he said.
I am sickened by this despicable act, and let me be as clear as I can be. Violence of any kind is unacceptable in our society, and I condemn this action in the strongest possible terms. Real change can only come about through nonviolent action, and anything else runs counter to our most deeply held American values.
Senator Bernie Sanders from the Senate floor today. Matt, do we know any more or any more specifics about whether or not the shooter was purposefully targeting this baseball practice because Republican members of Congress were there?
The initial reports seem like he was. I mean, he had been hanging out apparently at this. There's a YMCA that's right, adjacent to this ball field where the shooter has been hanging out, you know, in recent weeks. He's from Illinois, but it apparently moved to Alexandria and has been in the area. There two congressmen had left early from practice and say that they had an encounter with him where the shooter had asked them if Democrats or Republicans were out on the field, and they answered that Republicans were. And shortly after that, they heard the reports that their colleagues had been shot at. So it does appear that there was some, reaction from this guy to these people being Republican members of Congress out on the field. It's difficult to draw conclusions from that right now. I mean, mm-hmm. I think it's still very fresh, and people are a little bit rattled to figure out sort of what to make of this politically. Paul Ryan gave a pretty passionate speech on the House floor that an attack on one of them is an attack on all of them,
yeah,
and got a standing ovation. You know, so there's an effort to sort of unify all members of Congress, regardless of party, at this moment. There's some partisan polls, though, that are already emerging in just, you know, sort of the short hours after this attack.
We just got a couple seconds with you, Matt. Polls such as what?
Sorry, say
it's like you said, the partisanship is already emerging slightly.
Well, like Steve King, for example, was we caught up with him, my colleague Andy Linsky, at the ball field. He came shortly after and blamed all of this on violence in the streets, and it's coming from the left. Uh-huh. So there was a very quick reaction, you know, even as Steve Scalise is still, you know, hospitalized in critical condition,
yeah,
for blaming the left for this violence. So I think that it seems a little bit early to draw sort of complete conclusions over one shooter who we know we're learning more about, but we don't know the full picture of what he was and what his
mm-hmm.
motives were.
Matt Visor, Deputy Washington Bureau Chief for the Boston Globe. Matt, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Well, let's turn to a member of the Massachusetts delegation. Congressman Bill Keating joins us now on the line. Congressman Keating, thank you so much for making some time today on what is certainly a difficult day in Washington. What has the mood been amongst you and your fellow congressmen?
Well, it's certainly gone from shock at hearing the news this morning, shock for obviously those members that were on the field, shock for the other players that were playing in a different location when they received notification and the Capitol Police came in and sealed that off. And then certainly immediately concern for the family members and for the victims that were shot.
Mm-hmm.
People that were colleagues in one sense or another, all shot. And I think there's, looking at what has transpired, there is a sense that as terrible as this was, it could have been so much worse had there not been police assigned to Quip Scalise. He's one of the members that has security assigned to him.
Right, because he's such a high ranking member of Congress. But Congressman, on that point, let me ask you, is there talk already? I mean, I don't know, amongst other members of Congress that perhaps maybe more representatives need the protection of the Capitol Police?
Well, I think that with 435 House members,
yeah,
you know, there's a practical side of that that makes it difficult. I know that within the Capitol, it's much more secure than it appears. The Capitol Police are just masters at realizing this is a public place to do business, but the layers of security are very strong. Out in the district, certainly that local police, I've found, make an effort to have a presence when we're there for any major event. So that this is just like any other terrible tragedy of this nature, whether it happens with someone going out for a night of entertainment at a nightclub in Orlando or whether someone is involved in a domestic abuse or when someone, it's violence that they just find themselves in the wrong place at the wrong time. As a former district attorney, the tragedy is and the shock is there when violence occurs like this.
And right.
It's a traumatic and difficult thing for all the victims and for their family members.
Yeah. Well, that's Congressman Bill Keating. He represents Massachusetts 9th District, speaking to us today from Washington. Congressman, thank you so much for your time.
All right. Thank you.
Well, let's hear from one more voice here for just a minute or two. That's Bill Delahunt. He is a former congressman for the state of Massachusetts. He served from 1997 to 2011. Mr. Delahunt, well, welcome to you.
Well, thank you, Magna.
I have a question for you. I mean, Washington being what it is, this congressional baseball game, it's one of the few remaining places where members of Congress come together and, you know, cross party lines all together for a good cause. I mean, it's to raise money for charities. Are you concerned that this event could even further limit those interactions or maybe bring events like that to an end? And what would that do?
No, I don't think it will bring, you know, similar events to an end. In fact, I think it will bring members closer together. I think, you know, and I think Speaker Ryan, I summed it up so well and so eloquently when he said that, you know, for all the noise and all the fury, we're all one family. I mean, during, you know, my time there, I had friends on both sides of the aisle, and even when we had profound differences in terms of public policies, that didn't in any way, shape, or form, you know, impair the friendships that were there.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think it will happen. I think what's, you know, and I understand there are many opinions out there, but I think one thing we can all agree on, okay, is that there is a lack of civility in our national conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And it's taken an even more toxic turn with examples such as this, this senseless violence, and that has to be addressed. Anger and hostility, it's so profound, it's affecting our ability to speak to each other.
Right. I mean, I just wanted to jump in and point out that what happened today was terrible. on the, you know, on the flip side of things, it wasn't that long ago in Portland, Oregon, that people were knifed to death because they came to the aid of two young Muslim women on a train as well. I mean, it's all sort of part and parcel of the same toxic lack of civility you're talking about.
Right. This is not a political problem. This is a problem that the nation has to address. It goes deeper than just simply disagreements politically, okay? I mean, one only has to, you know, look at the postings that are abundant out there. I listen to radio frequently, and, I mean, talk shows. And I'm not talking about the discussion of public policy. I'm talking about sports talk radio. Mm-hmm. There's this edge. There's this anger. And it's existed. I think one thing that this past election did is it revealed the depth and the profound nature of it. But I believe it has existed for decades, and we better wake up and address it.
Yeah. Well, that's former Massachusetts Congressman Bill Delahunt. He served from 1997 to 2011. Congressman Delahunt, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Megan.
And again, an update on the top story of the day. Louisiana Congressman Steve Scalise is out of surgery, but apparently still in critical condition. We'll bring more to you on WBUR this afternoon on All Things Considered. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. More in a moment.